Good afternoon. Over the last 5 years, there's been an expansion of the influenza vaccine recommendation for children. You'll see since 2005, it expanding for children starting at 6 months of age and going all the way through 18 years and now through the lifespan. But it's easy to forget that children with chronic conditions that put them at high risk for influenza complications have been recommended to receive influenza vaccine for quite some time, several decades. Despite the longstanding recommendations, vaccination rates among this group remain low. For children with any type of chronic condition, the vaccination rate is about 35%, and for children with asthma, the most common chronic condition in kids, about 29%. Missed opportunities when children present at a doctor's office or a health department and leave without receiving a recommended vaccination. Missed opportunities for flu vaccination are actually more common than receiving vaccination. And we've done some work that show that many children have missed opportunities in successive seasons, up to 40% in work that we've done. So that's a lot of chances to have children receive recommended flu vaccine that for whatever reason, aren't occurring. And so in 2006, the Michigan Department of Community Health began a new initiative to improve influenza vaccination among children with chronic conditions. And this initiative was built upon our statewide immunization registry, the Michigan Care Improvement Registry, which we affectionately label MICR. In that we use MICR to identify children with chronic conditions. The process for doing so involves using administrative data from the state Medicaid program and from the state's Children's Special Health Care Services program, or Title V, using administrative data to identify the diagnoses that would identify those children with chronic conditions, yields us statewide about 7% of all children less than 18 years who are enrolled in Medicaid or Children's Special Health Care Services. So the concept of this MICR high-risk indicator is to enhance MICR to identify children with chronic conditions and then offer a point of contact reminder to the provider about influenza vaccination. This is what it looks like when a provider or a staff member in a provider's office accesses a kid's immunization record during influenza vaccine season. There is a little pop-up screen. You'll see that high-risk screening notification. This person is considered to be at high risk for complications resulting from an influenza infection, consider administration of influenza vaccine at this time. So our research questions were, do providers see the indicator when children present for office visits? And do providers perceive that the indicator is useful in reminding them to offer flu vaccine to children with chronic conditions? Our objective was to evaluate the extent to which children's primary care providers in Michigan are aware and make use of the MICR high-risk indicator. We did a cross-sectional mail survey with 16 items, and we fielded this in last summer, 2009. We sent the survey to a sample of primary care providers for children enrolled in Medicaid-managed care, and in Michigan, over 90% of kids are in Medicaid health plans. And each of our 300 pediatricians and 300 family physicians had at least one, were serving as primary care provider for at least one Medicaid-enrolled patient, but the majority had many more than that. Our overall response rate was 79%, a little higher among the pediatricians than the family physicians. Obviously, this was a sample of Medicaid providers, and so you'll see that the vast majority of them were had VFC-supplied influenza vaccine in their offices during the 2008-2009 season, but again, more commonly among the pediatricians and then the family physicians, which is pretty consistent with what we would see. MICR use is very high among Michigan primary care providers for kids. 99% of our pediatricians and 92% of our family physicians report that they currently use MICR in their office. Among this group who use MICR, 91% say that they usually have MICR immunization information either prior to or during well-child visits, and another 9% say they sometimes do. So yes, if you put those two together, everybody who uses MICR says that they have the information available to them prior to or during well-child visits. Slightly lower for sick visits, 52% usually, and 32% sometimes have the MICR immunization information prior to or during sick visits. Still among this group that says they are MICR users, 32% of the pediatricians and 17% of the family physicians said that they recalled seeing the high-risk indicator during the 2008-2009 flu season. More, 49% of the pediatricians and 36% of the family physicians reported that their staff saw the high-risk indicator. And so that goes along with the patterns of how MICR is used in offices. There are situations where physicians interact with the MICR system themselves, and there are more commonly is that the staff pull the MICR information and have that ready for the physician. Overall, 27% of our survey respondents rated the high-risk indicator as being helpful or very helpful in identifying which children should receive flu vaccine. This was higher among those who said they saw the indicator, where 48% of those individuals rated the MICR indicator as helpful or very helpful. We asked physicians to identify which reasons that they would not use the MICR high-risk indicator, and a third of them reported that they do just fine identifying high-risk patients within their practices, which we always laugh at because if that were true, our influenza vaccination rates would be much better. A quarter of them saw no need to target high-risk children because of the universal flu recommendation, but when you have a year like this last one, I think we all know that there are plenty of reasons that we want to be able to pick out our high-risk kids, whether it's a shortage situation or something like H1N1, where we want to know where are the groups that we need to hit first. 22% had concerns about the accuracy of the data, and 23% said they generally have some problems accessing MICR. And only 6% said that this issue is kind of a moot point because they already get a list of their high-risk patients from health plans. Respondents had several suggestions for ways that the MICR high-risk indicator could be improved. 71% felt it would be improved by generating a list of the high-risk children in the practice, as opposed to the pop-up indicator that occurs with just an individual child when the record is accessed. 58% endorsed the idea of assisting with generating flu vaccine reminder notices for high-risk children in the practice. And 46% thought the indicator would be improved by including children from private insurance plans as well as Medicaid. We asked physicians to report their preferences for how high-risk status should be tracked. 77% thought it should be tracked in MICR for all children. And people could select more than one, obviously. 2% for MICR for Medicaid children only, and note that this is pretty much the way we do it now. 4% thought each health plan should do this independently, and a quarter thought that it should be tracked within the practice. Our conclusions are that MICR use is ubiquitous among children's primary care providers, but use of the high-risk indicator is less common overall and lower among family physicians than pediatricians. In practices where providers or their staff have seen the pop-up screen, the indicator is rated as helpful about half of the time. Primary care physicians clearly prefer the consolidation of high-risk information in MICR for all children, not just those enrolled in Medicaid or Title V. And providers are also seeking assistance with flu vaccine reminders. And future efforts are already underway in these areas. We'd like to acknowledge funding from the Blue Cross Blue Shield of Michigan Foundation and technical support from our friends at the Michigan Department of Community Health. Thank you.